Hello, welcome to the latest edition of the Tyre Recycling Podcast.
Yes, thanks Maria. Well, today we're live at the Future Motive Expo and Talks exhibition in Bologna, Italy, where the focus is firmly on the role of the tyre industry in the circular economy.
We've lined up some great interviewees this week, and we're going to start with the CEO of the Polish pyrolysis operator Contech, Krzysztof Wroblewski, who David interviewed before Krzysztof's presentation of the Future of Retreading and Recycling Conference.
Yes, Krzysztof is really worth listening to on the subject of pyrolysis. So let's go over and listen to that podcast right now. So we're here today on our stand at Future Motive Expo and Talks in Bologna. We're about halfway through the day. We're on our stand. It's quite busy in the hall here. And I'm very pleased today to welcome to our stand Krzysztof Wroblewski, who's the CEO of Polish pyrolysis operator Contech. Good afternoon, Krzysztof, and welcome to the Tyre Recycling Podcast.
Good afternoon. Thank you for a kind introduction and also invitation to be here with you.
It's a pleasure. So let's start by a question about upsizing. Yeah, you've been going through a process of upsizing your plant in Poland. In past interviews, you've suggested there are plans for projects in other markets. Can you give us a bit of an outline of what you're doing?
Okay, where we are actually right now. Okay, so as you know, we completed the fundraising for 15 million euro this year. It was extremely tough to get the fundraising in this year because it's very difficult for private equity and venture capital markets right now to get any funding for CapEx heavy projects as ours. But we did it, and we have really strong investors in our cap table right now. And we actually ordered part of our most crucial apparatus even before the fundraising was complete. So I'm happy to say that most of the crucial apparatus, let's say molten salt heater reactors, are finished. Molten salt heater is even at the place in Szczecin right now being mounted in the construction. So Szczecin plant is stopped for the pyrolysis operations because we couldn't simultaneously expand the plant and run the operations for pyrolysis. But it's happening. We're increasing the scale. Also, we have selected right now two sites in Poland for further due diligence to be sure if any of that sites are good for our expansion in Poland. But I think what is the most interesting from your point of view, apart from scaling of the capacity, is that we have a large project with Rumble, the Danish company leader, I would say, in consultancy of site selection. So we're doing this project with them to select best countries and best sites for us. For further expansion in Europe. So we take things really, really seriously right now.
Excellent. So the tyre industry is becoming increasingly interested in the use of recycling materials, but it needs volume, it needs consistency, and it needs product specification. So how can the developing pyrolysis industry meet the needs of the tyre manufacturers in your opinion?
I think there's one only answer for that, and this is an answer that we've been speaking about with all the community for last couple of years, I would say, maybe two. Collaboration. Because if we don't collaborate with each other, we're not getting anywhere. So there is huge progress in ASTM Committee D36 with recovered carbon black. There is a huge progress with committees, subcommittees for the tire pyrolysis oil. I don't know, you've been for the last recovered carbon black conference, which was organized by Smithers, and you can see the change of the industry itself. So everybody's really looking that for collaboration. We're not competitors at this stage. We're trying to cooperate with each other. There is also association being formed up right now. We're not yet ready for the publishing of the everything because it's still under work in progress, I would say, the statute and all the documents for that. but there is really strong push for collaboration, and we're working on the standards together with tire manufacturers. There is much increase in testing capacities by tire manufacturers, so it's really, I think, the way to go to increase the usage of sustainable raw materials, not only recovered carbon black, but all sustainable raw materials in tire manufacturing and rubber manufacturing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you talk about the four the association, that says something about the speed of development of what's happening in the industry, right? So the focus from most players in the pyrolysis sector is in RCB and tire pyrolysis oil. These have become the norm. So do you see any opportunities in higher temperature pyrolysis to generate oil?
The short answer is no. I think that if the pyrolysis is optimized for recovered carbon black production, it's optimized for recovered carbon black production, that's it. Because if we put higher temperatures to make the shift to syngas production, of course you can use 700 degrees, 800 degrees for pyrolysis, but then you lose some of the activity on the surface of recovered carbon black. So the paradox for the pyrolysis is that the lower temperature, the better in terms of survival, let's say, of the carbon black and the carbon itself in the recovered carbon black. But you have to have certain, let's say, baseline of temperature, because if you don't meet, let's say, 500 degrees, you will not finish the process and you'll end up with lots of volatile organic compounds in the RCB, which makes your RCB not even possible to you to use in circular manufacturing or to be used in rubber back again. That's why there's sweet spot for the temperature of the process. Of course, the products could be reformed into hydrogen production, but for now, I don't think it's the right way to go from my perspective. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what do you think are the biggest barriers to developing the pyrolysis sector in Europe?
For now, for this year, I would say financing, to be honest, because you know, the industry is in such a stage that it's really difficult to obtain financing for rollout. Yeah, we are most of the leading companies are at the stage of building its first, second large plant, and it's not really easy to get this done. I hope that in the coming year it will change a bit, because also from the perspective of the general market, the shift is there, from the interest is there, the demand is well defined from the tire manufacturers and petrochemical industry, virgin carbon black industry as well. So I think it will help also to for these companies like Contech or everybody else in the business to get the financing for capex heavy investments in the capacity, because you know it's not a typical case for the virgin the venture capital or private equity companies. If you have to invest in something and then you wait 3 years or 2 years for start of the operations, and it's not that easy, to be honest, from their perspective. It's too early for infrastructure funds, like it was said during the Recovered Carbon Black conference, but it's too late for the venture capital companies. And I completely agree with that statement. Yeah,
that's the message I got from Barcelona, absolutely. So you and others leading the field in Europe have got your own proprietary technologies that meet strict standards in Europe. Do you think there's any threat to the market from the import of cheap batch process reactors from the Far East?
To be honest, I think we are after this stage, to be honest, because in Poland especially, there were a lot of small companies importing cheap batch processes, doing really shady pyrolysis, and some of them exploded, some of them got fire because of not meeting safety standards, cracks in the weldings, and leaks of gas. And I think right now it's really not the future, to be honest. The regulations are being more strict. Parole is getting better name also because of the emerging new technologies like molten technologies, let's say, that that are far different from cheap Chinese or Asian, basically Asian batch reactors. And also, to be honest, I think when the price of the hydrocarbons were extremely high, the risk of having batch reactor was something that could be accepted by the small entrepreneurs, I would say. But right now, with the hydrocarbons pricing a bit lower, and the problem that recovered carbon black made from batch pyrolysis is usually not that good, or from cheap kilns is really problematic to sell it somewhere. I don't think there will be lots of people in Europe interested. Maybe in Eastern Europe, Southern Eastern Europe, there's still some development in that regard, but I think it's changing right now, even in countries like, let's say, Romania, or Bulgaria. Yeah, they're looking for the proper continuous steady state safe process.
Okay, well, Christoph, thank you very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming along to see us at Future Motive. Very interesting, we have to say, as always. So thank you very much, and we hope to see you again on the Tyre is Happy podcast in the near future.
Thank you very much for the introduction.
Well, thank you for joining us today live from Future Motive for the Tyre Recycling podcast. We really hope you enjoyed the interview with Christoph Wroblewski. I found it very interesting myself. So we hope you'll join us again very soon on the Tyre Recycling podcast. Until then, stay safe.